Welcome back, everyone. Racecast. Yes, we are still here. It's still winter. There's still no F1 going on. And somehow we are clawing content out of absolute thin air. But if you are here, thank you very much for joining us. Give us a 5-star rating if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can also leave comments on Spotify, right?
You can. A few people have.
Yeah, we do see them, but 5-star rating really does make a massive, massive difference. If you're watching us on YouTube, welcome back. The set is still looking the same. We've had a few new ideas, though. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment. Comment down below. Comments are the single most important thing, right, to us. If you like something we say, if you don't like something we say, if you want us to talk about something, it's all a discussion. But yeah, not going to ramble on too much more. See, YouTube numbers are going up.
YouTube numbers are going up, yeah.
I feel like we're getting more of you on board, so
more subscribers, which is great. So thank you very much.
Just keep getting involved. I have no idea what is coming up in this show. I rarely do. But at least normally, like, I'm like, oh, well, something's gone on in the F1 world. I mean, we've had one piece of crucial news over the last week. But believe me, this is going to be entertaining, so don't go anywhere.
And we have got a few good things. If you're new to this, what you'll realise is actually Luke very rarely comes prepared with anything. And when you do, it's like a shock. So it's normally me who prepares the content.
But the thing is I do watch, like, I do consume a lot of F1 content. So, like, it's not like I come like, oh shit, like, I don't know what's going on. As in, like,
yeah.
I haven't watched anything. I haven't read anything. Like, I am constantly, it's just, I don't know what the show's going to be like.
But you say, you're a talent. You turn up, you do your bit, you crack on with your week.
Never ever called myself talent.
Well, he did. He said, look, you know, you want me to do this podcast with you? I'm the talent. You do the work.
False. Absolutely false.
Before we get started, though, obviously you did a 15K run yesterday.
Did.
You did. You were very proud.
I also drank too many beers afterwards, if you can tell.
But I said to you beforehand, have you got any news? And you went, yes, because you got some bargains on the back of your receipt. You weren't thinking I was going to bring this one up, did you?
Well, I didn't know McDonald's did it. Do you remember? So I got a Mackey's last night. I ate a lot of food after this run. It was pretty disgusting, right? I got a burger and chips in spoons. I then got chicken bites. I then got halloumi. I then got two triple cheeseburgers with extra cheese from McDonald's.
So basically all the calories you burnt, you probably put back on.
That's the idea. Life is not about restricting yourself. It's about earning your calories, and that's what I did. So I was like, well, I probably consumed more calories than I burnt, to be honest. But it got like nice little vouchers on the back, so now I got like loads of like really cheap meals from McDonald's. But it reminded me of when, like, I used to get taken to football by my dad. And do you remember they used to post like McDonald's vouchers through the door, where it was like Big Mac meal or McChicken sandwich meal for $1.99? And like, because he's just like the ultimate cheapskate, we would only get McDonald's when we had those vouchers. So we'd go there after football and get them. So it was class. But it reminded me of them. I mean, like, I'm not saying I'm any different to him, like, because he's obviously, it's in the DNA.
You're a cheapskate. Yeah.
So now I get them and I'm like, oh, class. I didn't know they did that. So it's pretty cool.
Nice. Right. Let's get into a bit of F1 news, shall we? So it gets worse and worse for Jack Doohan. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it was reported last week that Colapinto has joined Alpine for the 2025 season as a reserve driver. However, we all know there's a longer term plan to this. And reports have come out this week and said Jack Doohan only has a contract for the quarter of the season, which is the first 6 races of the season. After that, Franco Colapinto becomes a viable alternative. This is only reports, but if that is true, Alpine have no faith whatsoever in Jack Doohan. And for me, I would just, you know, drop Jack Doohan now. Don't put him through this misery, because you know what it's going to be like. It's going to be like a Nick de Vries, isn't it?
Yeah, but can you... You say don't put him through this misery, drop him now. Is it still better that he gets the opportunity to drive an F1? You know, he's had one race, but like if he gets at least some time... I mean, I find the whole thing perplexing. Like, why... Why get him in the first place if you are this unsure on him. It doesn't wash well with me either. I think it's a really bad way to treat a human being. And
because we spoke, didn't we, in the week, and I voice noted you, and I said this literally just the plan would be Colapinto will sit there, come in, and from what reports have said, Colapinto has got a very, very good contract. Like, yeah, it's not just like a good reserve driver contract.
I think they paid a lot of money to get him out of the deal, out of Williams as well. So, I mean, you don't do that for a reserve driver. I mean, the writing's, it's not even on the wall. I mean, it's smacking everyone in the face. Jack Doohan is not going to survive at Alpine. No. I don't think, unless he somehow manages to like pick up podiums or he crazily outscores Gasly like in those first six races or whatever. But
so how many races do you think he will last in F1?
I give him to Miami.
Okay. Do let us know. Because I am really interested for the car launch, because, you know, obviously when all the drivers come out, you've got the reserve drivers there. That is going to be so awkward for Jack Doohan, surely, because you're being asked the questions. Oh, you know, you're looking forward to your first proper season in F1. You know, what's your plan? What's your, you know, how are you going to tackle this? And there's Colapinto behind going, he's probably only going to last three races because that's going to be me. I promised I'm going to get that seat.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's peak for him. Like, it really is. I don't really understand why they've done it. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, why would you get him in the first place? If, like, there's a pool of talent out there. And, like, if you were so unsure on Jack Doohan, then why commit to him in the first place? Like, if you're just going to... I'm not being funny, right? I don't care if people hate on me for this. Colapinto was not, like, unbelievable in the sense where when he raced, it was like, wow, Jesus, like... He gave Albon a really good time, but we've seen how Albon performed at a top team. When Albon was at Red Bull, everyone was like, oh, you know, this guy just hasn't got it. Fair enough. That doesn't take away from the fact he's a very good F1 driver. But, like, for him to come in and match Alex Albon, who... Alex still did outperform him. Okay? Colapinto crashed that car a lot. A lot. I mean, we went through the damage list not long ago, and he's pretty much at the top.
Yeah.
For a guy that raced a very small handful of races, don't get me wrong, he's got pace. He's got buckets of pace. Is he good to the point where this fighting over him is warranted? I'm not entirely sure he is. As in, we just haven't seen that. He absolutely could be, right? But I don't think we saw enough at Williams to be like, oh, wow, well, this guy, you know, he's going to be a top driver one day. But because 50% of the races, the car ended up in the wall.
Yeah. Can you remember what the Alpine driver roster was in 2022?
In 2022?
Yeah.
You want me to say it? Ocon and Alonso.
Yeah. And all of it, including the reserve driver.
Reserve driver. That's probably still Jack Doohan, wasn't it, at the time?
Piastri.
Oh, yeah, of course. Fucking hell, yeah.
Fast forward that to now, obviously they've got five drivers. Can you name all the five drivers?
Like, absolutely not. I could name, obviously, Gasly, Doohan, and Colapinto.
Paul Aaron.
Okay.
And... How do you pronounce that guy's name?
Hirakawa.
He obviously got announced as well last week.
Yeah.
The same time as Colapinto.
I mean,
I don't understand. Why would you need five drivers?
This is my point. It's a team that doesn't understand necessarily what they need or where they're going at this point in time, because you don't need that many drivers. And, you know, the fact they've put Jack Doohan into this car and they're unsure whether he's even going to see out seven races. They paid a lot of money to get Colapinto in. And, yeah, it's all really strange. I don't... Like I said, like, I'm not a big fan of how it's being
No,
and handled all of this. I think it's just not a nice way to treat somebody. I don't get me wrong. It's a sport. Like it's not a fairy tale. This doesn't have to be written like Cinderella, but there are still ways in which you can handle this. I mean, I just think it's been handled really poorly. Maybe they've put Jack Doohan in, regretted that. But I kind of feel like to some extent you've got to firm it.
Well, it does seem like that, doesn't it? They've put, you know, they've promoted Jack Doohan. Well, I can't remember when they promoted him, but obviously they promoted him. They've gone, oh, actually, this is a big mistake. We could get Colapinto. How do we get Colapinto into this reserve driver?
I would still love to see the thought process behind. Like, why is Colapinto any better than Paul Aaron? Paul Aaron had a great season in F2. Like, is it just because we've seen Colapinto in an F1 car? And, you know, he did pretty much match Alex Albon. And he drove some really good races. But is it only me that remembers him crashing so much?
No, he did. He crashed a lot.
So what I don't like...
But is it because you've also got the fan base that comes with it?
Yeah, and that is entirely possible, you know.
And that's taken away nothing from Colapinto. Colapinto came in after, you know, Logan Sargeant left. He came in, he did do a phenomenal job coming from F2, being chucked in the deep end and going, you know, go and perform. And he did perform. He picked up points and he did great. He did crash, granted. But he came in and... For me, he does still deserve a seat in F1.
Absolutely.
I think this is a real crappy way of doing it.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve a seat, because I do believe he does.
Yeah.
I just don't... I'm not sure he's done enough to warrant all this fighting. Mm. It's like... It just seems a little bit crazy for a man that ended up costing a team like $4.5 million in damage from a small handful of races... And, yeah, I just, I'm not sure if he's worth all of this. I could be completely wrong. He does bring a huge fan base, you know, that he's going to have the whole of Argentina behind him. He is, like, a really nice character. You see that. He is a quick driver. You see that. But he's still young.
Mm.
He's obviously got a lot of crafting to do, because if he goes into Alpine and he crashes as much as he did in Williams, he could end the season costing a team nearly like $10 million. So
I just think, so going back to Jack Doohan, this is really, regardless of what people say, this is really bad preparation for him, because mentally you've been given this opportunity, you think you're going to get the whole season, and then all of a sudden you get reports coming out, actually, you only have a contract for 6 races, you only have this, we're going to bring in Colapinto. So this guy was always under pressure anyway, because he's coming into the, you know, what, the biggest sport or biggest motorsport, and now it looks like the team has no faith in you. And, you know, we're just from the outsiders, and we can see this, so God knows what it feels like actually being inside, because
yeah,
it's got to be pretty brutal. So we've said we would like to see Jack Doohan given the opportunity to really prove himself. I'm not so sure he's going to get that opportunity to prove himself.
Nah, I don't think he'll be given a proper opportunity. You know, the thing is with rookies is you look at Williams, how they dealt with Logan Sargeant.
Mm.
They gave him a long time, because if you are going to put them into that seat, you do have to nurture them. And
Haas gave Mick Schumacher a good amount of time.
He had a good amount of time.
You know, and I think you need to do that. If you are a rookie, you need that time to adjust. And I know some people will go, well, no, like if you're good enough, you will come in and perform. But actually, coming from F3, F2, whatever, it is a massive jump into F1.
And at such a young age as well.
Yeah.
Rarely do we see drivers take that step and do unbelievably.
Mm.
But, you know, we've had very few drivers. Lewis Hamilton. Max Verstappen came into Toro Rosso. Don't get me wrong, Max still had a mistake. Lewis Hamilton's rookie season is obviously like a complete anomaly. Like that doesn't happen.
Mm.
Max still came in. He was a little bit raw, but you really saw it. You could see it in Max. You were like, wow, okay. Like one day Oscar Piastri, great. But you look at the other drivers, and they've needed time. The only one I understand getting rid of so quickly was Nyck de Vries. Because he wasn't a young rookie. No. This was a guy with bucket loads of racing experience. He was a world champion in Formula E. He was 26, 27 years old. He should have hit the ground running.
Yeah.
He had less excuses than a Colapinto, a Jack Doohan. Yeah. So I think this is, this could genuinely just like, this could destroy Jack Doohan.
No, I generally think it's going to happen. It would be really sad to see. Do let us know though, like, what race do you think Jack Doohan will be replaced? Do you think they will keep Jack Doohan for the remainder of the season? Do get involved. Do comment. If you're watching on YouTube, do comment below and let us know on that.
We'll play Jack Doohan bingo.
Yeah, well, that's worth something, because obviously when we look at our season ahead, we will be discussing who we think will be the first to go, all of this stuff. So we'll cover all of that later in the next few weeks.
I think it'll be Jack Doohan.
Do you? Oh, interesting. Who do you think will be the first driver to come in? I'd say Colapinto.
Yep.
Right, other news. So Perez to take 6 months sabbatical before deciding on an F1 return attempt.
Okay.
So
No. Let me, I got this. I know you might think this is an attack or whatever, or I've got a personal vendetta against Sergio Perez. I don't. All I want to say is a sabbatical is a choice.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a choice. He has to take a break.
No, but he's going to take a 6 month sabbatical is his choice.
It's not though, is it? It's like being thrown out by the bouncer from a club and someone comes up to you like, why are you standing outside? It's like, I didn't fancy it in there.
He heard her at Alpine, they were looking for another driver, so he might come back to them.
You taking Perez over Colapinto?
No chance.
I'm just, a sabbatical is a choice. He hasn't got a choice here.
Okay.
He has to take a break.
Can I continue?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said he was also proud that he never gave up in during the run of races that followed his now irrelevant contract extension, which was signed earlier last summer.
He drove like he gave
So he said, the important thing is that I never gave up. Whenever something difficult happened in my career, better things came, and that was because I never gave up. I'm very excited about what's to come in come this year, and I'm very calm and very happy. Well, with the millions in the bank, I'd probably be very happy.
And he's right about the better. You know, he probably broke a few records last season. Probably most Q1 exits in a title-winning car. You know, biggest points gap between drivers in the same car. He
probably the lower finisher in a top team.
Yeah,
compared to your teammate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The points gap was. Yeah, so no, I mean, he's absolutely right. He smashed some records last season. So, I just think the whole Perez thing was crazy.
Yeah,
it was absolutely crazy, and I think genuine like. Looking at it, like, not trying to take the piss or anything. F1 fans looked at that contract extension. Was it back in Monaco or wherever? And thought, that is mental. Like, he has not warranted that. So, I think from that point onwards, it was kind of like, I can't grasp what is going on at Red Bull and this Perez situation. And yeah. Like I say, it is nothing, obviously nothing personal. I don't know Sergio Perez. But I don't think at this point teams are going to be looking at him.
Yeah.
I think he's had a great F1 career. He's no spring chicken anymore.
He could come back as a reserve driver. Look at Bottas.
Yeah, but Bottas, the way Sergio Perez's career ended, is quite sad. Bottas went to a bad team. He made a bad call going to stake, but he probably didn't have many other options. But Bottas's performance didn't fall off a cliff. Perez's did.
Yeah.
And that's going to make him look a lot less attractive. as a reserve driver, yeah, he's probably great, but who takes him? You're not going to go to... I mean, Red Bull are not going to take him as a reserve driver, right? Otherwise, they would have done so.
Yeah.
So where else is he going to go? Because you're not going to go from racing at Red Bull to being a reserve driver at Haas or...
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because...
Well, I'm not being funny. You got people like Cadillac coming in.
Yeah, there is options for him. You know, I just don't see him as the attractive option for anyone at this point in time, because none of these teams are going to come in and think, okay, well, how can we be like a good midfield team? How can we like make sure that we don't finish 10th and get 9th? Cadillac will come into the sport being like, we want to win. We want to win. So we need to put a winner in our car. So sadly, that is not Sergio Perez.
Okay, answer me this. All right, so say, for example, you're Audi, okay, next year, and you're going, okay, who do we continue? We know that Sergio Perez is free. We got Hülkenberg, we got Bortoleto. Perez has won races. He's raced at a top team. He could be someone with good experience. Do you bring Perez in over Hülkenberg or Bortoleto? This is a hypothetical, by the way. I'm just, you know.
No. I mean, absolutely not. I mean, obviously, it depends on...
So you would pick Hülkenberg over Perez?
Yes.
Even though Perez is a winner because he has won races in the past.
Yeah.
He has raced as a top team.
Okay, so would you pick Hülkenberg over Daniel Ricciardo?
No. And I know what you're saying, he's a race winner and all of that stuff, but...
Wait, you wouldn't pick Hülkenberg over Daniel Ricciardo?
No, I'd pick Hülkenberg over Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah, okay, so that's my point. Like, he was a race winner, and if we're going back even maybe like 4 years, yeah, I'd take Sergio Perez. But my point is that his performance fell off a cliff, and at this point in time, I'd have more faith having Hülkenberg drive my car than Sergio Perez. And Bortoleto, obviously, I'd have to see, but he drove great in F2 last season.
Yeah.
And again, like, you have to look at the ceiling. Like, if Bortoleto does come in and perform even decent, you're going to be like, well, he's going to get better and better here.
Yeah.
Whereas Sergio Perez at his age, you don't look at him and think, okay, well, there's still time to improve, because there's actually not.
Yeah.
And there's so many good young rookies coming through. I just think his time is up.
Yeah, fair. Do let us know about Perez. If he does come back, where would he go? So, before I get on to the next segment, I've got a cool game for us to play shortly, okay?
We like games.
Yeah. And actually, it's not really a game. Well, I suppose it is. We're gonna create our own F1 grid. So we are going to decide our top 20 drivers from any era, okay?
Can I be in it?
You're a crap driver. But, and I know a lot of people on TikTok are probably going to give me a lot of hate for this, typical Lewis Hamilton fans. However, did you know the last two times New Year's Day fell on a Wednesday, back in 2014 and 2020, Hamilton won the championship. So January the 1st, 2025, fell on a Wednesday. So you know what that means, don't you, lads? Lewis Hamilton is winning his 8th world title this year for Ferrari.
I don't really believe in omens.
Well, it's facts. Anyway, I know I probably get quite a lot of stick for that.
Someone called us Lewis Cast the other day, which, by the way, is like, if that was supposed to be an insult, it was terrible. also doesn't make sense. And is also untrue. Yeah. So shut up.
Quickly, before we get on this, so F1 Grand Prix circuits contracts that are coming to an end. So there's two tracks that only have contracts until the end of this year, and that is Imola and Mexico. Would you want to keep those on the grid for 2026?
So, controversial opinion. I would happily lose Mexico because I think the track is just not that good. Mm. But, hear me up. The atmosphere there is great. Like, I love watching all of it because the fans are so good. And so I would genuinely keep it for that.
That's interesting because I don't mind Mexico. And I think when you look at the race this year, it actually was really exciting with some really good overtakes, really good good challenges. I am not a fan of Imola.
I was also going to say I'm also not a fan of Imola, but I know that one is going to cut deep to a lot of people.
So if you had to pick out the two Italian circuits, Monza...
You take Monza all day long. I mean, I'd rather than bring Mugello back.
Yeah.
I would swap out Imola for Mugello, 100%. But again, there's that argument of like heritage, and there are certain tracks that I think are important. So, you know, if I had to lose either Mexico or Imola, I would probably say Mexico. But okay. I wouldn't like to see it happen, because I think it's a great country to have a race. You know, we've already got a race, but obviously two races in Italy. We've got three races in the United States. I think it's nice to not... It's nice to go to different places. And, you know, we see how good the Mexican fan base is.
100%.
It would be crazy to take a race away from them.
Yeah. And obviously in 2026, you've got either Baku, Austin, Barcelona, and obviously Netherlands. We know Zandvoort is going anyway.
Baku can go. It can, can't it?
Yeah. Barcelona, it will be the last one next year, because obviously Madrid starts next year as
that,
well.
That takes the piss as well.
I actually like Barcelona.
Barcelona's
so,
a great track.
We were saying we should go to Barcelona. Yeah. And actually, we should potentially try and get there before it finishes. Because obviously...
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, interesting. Do let us know. Obviously, if you were to get rid of one track, would it be Imola or Mexico? Do let us know. Right. 2025 F1 team kit suppliers. Mm-hmm. Little quiz for you.
A quiz on kit suppliers?
Yeah, we'll see how
this
good
is how low we've had to stoop.
No.
This
no.
winter break.
No.
I have to guess which brands...
Which teams are creating
the gear for different teams.
Look, it was all over social media, all right? It's a big thing. So, Puma, who are they sponsoring this year? Four teams.
Ferrari.
Well done.
They're doing four teams, aren't they?
Yep.
Ferrari. Haas?
Nope.
Oh, I thought maybe there was a connection. Ferrari.
Yeah, definitely Ferrari.
Because I know they've lost Mercedes, because I know who Mercedes have now got.
Yep.
Ferrari.
One team begins with A.
Alpine.
No, I knew you'd get... No, it's not Alpine.
Is it not?
No.
Is there another team that begins with A?
Welcome along to the best F1 podcast out there.
Is it though?
Aston Martin.
Oh yeah, Aston Martin.
Bloody hell. How much did you drink last night?
I was just about to say them as well. Just looking at my hair, looking it's a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I'll put a hat on.
Two other teams.
God, sorry guys, that's better. Two other teams.
Would you like me to tell you?
No, I've got these.
You bloody haven't. You made these things. Sauber. Well done, yep.
Yeah, that's right. And Williams.
Well done.
See?
Castro. Is it Castro? Castor? What?
Castro.
Not Casto. Castor.
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 They do McLaren.
They do. And two other teams.
Do they do Red Bull now?
They do
as
do
well?
Red Bull, yeah.
So then presumably they do RB.
No.
Makes no sense. At least pull on what you've got. That is...
No, you should know. You should know RB. RB is a big sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I think I know. Okay. Right. I'm going to get this last one. Is it Castor?
We're still on Castor.
I reckon Castor are doing Alpine.
Well done. Yes. Adidas.
Oh, Adidas. So Mercedes got the Adidas one.
They did, yeah.
So well Adidas are just doing one team, right?
One team.
Yeah. Which, that's pretty cool. I think that
is sick.
I'm kind of disappointed that like, I'm not going to be getting any Mercedes gear because I feel like the Adidas gear will be class.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hugo.
Yeah, so this is RB.
Yep. And there's another one, which is, there's only one team left. Is it Tricorp? Never heard of Tricorp before.
Is this Haas?
It is. Tricorp Workwear. Never heard of them.
Wait, but... Yeah, I don't know.
No, never heard of them.
The thing is most places you look... Well, like, I don't think this is true now, but, like, a couple of years ago, like, Haas gear was sold out everywhere. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't buy Haas stuff. Well, like, I don't know whether... Because it's, like, a meme or something, but...
Well, interestingly, when I went to Spa, there was no Haas gear being sold or Williams gear being sold.
That is weird.
I lied. There was one little small desk selling Haas stuff, but there was no Williams stuff.
That is weird. Yeah. Because Williams would sell as well.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. Right, on to this segment, which I'm actually quite excited about. So I want you guys to play at home, and I want you to, you know, at the end of the day, this is, you know, our own opinions of what we do. So Luke and I are going to pick our top 20 best F1 grid. So if we could pick any drivers from any era to be on a grid for one race, who would it be? So what I thought we'd do, we'd take it in turns.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you may agree with some of mine, you may not, but you can go first.
Lando Norris. No, I'm joking.
Okay. I'm going to have to write this down. So you go first.
Lewis Hamilton.
Okay. Interesting. I'm going to go Schumacher.
Yeah, that's an obvious
one. There is going to be obviously some obvious ones, but later on it's going to be interesting.
Max Verstappen.
Yeah. I'm going to go Senna.
Yeah, good one. Sebastian Vettel.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, didn't think of that one. I think Alain Prost would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm saying he'd be pretty good. He was good, but you know what I mean.
He'd be all right.
Yeah, he'd be all right.
He's got bags of potential. Fernando Alonso.
Oh, shout. I'm going to go Hakkinen.
Yeah, it's a good shout. Starts getting a bit tougher now. I think...
At the end of the day, although we're going, obviously, champions, they don't have to be champions. They could be characters or people who we think would be... We enjoyed watching race. There's one driver, actually, who I will say next, which has both. He's a champion, but he's also quality on the radio. He's just... funny.
James Hunt.
Oh, shout.
Big character.
Yeah. Raikkonen.
Do you know what? Raikkonen was also in my head.
Because I'm thinking he's just a quality character. So we got 3, 6, 9, we got 10. So we've got another 10 to go.
Okay, I would throw in, who would I throw in? Who's been involved? I'm going to throw in here. A Pastor Maldonado. Is this the best grid of all time?
Well, it's our grid, what we would want to see.
Yeah, so I want a bit of chaos thrown in the mix. You know, I want someone that's just going to smash people for a bit of fun.
Okay, I mean, fine, yeah, fair play. Could go Fangio.
Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it? Like, because you look at people from that era, don't get me wrong, Fangio is obviously an unbelievable driver, but... very different to this. Mm. It's almost like two different sports now, isn't it?
I'm going to go Damon Hill.
Mm-hmm. I think we're missing a big one here.
Yeah.
Niki Lauda.
Oh, shout, yes. Yep. I'm going to go, right, and a lot of people might disagree with this, but again, another great character, Eddie Irvine.
Yeah, Eddie Irvine.
So how many have we got? 3, 6, 9... 12, 14.
starts getting tougher now. You know, because I don't think I'd have a Jensen Button in there.
No.
Nikita
Mazepin?
I did think Mazepin, just to really... The only thing is like, at least Maldonado did have pace on occasion.
Mm.
Mazepin would just be like...
There's...
Amongst a grid this good, right? It would look like he was driving the safety car. But like, you know when he follows them round after the first lap? That's what it would look like. So I don't even want him there. I mean, like one of my all-time favourite F1 drivers is Montoya.
Yeah.
So I would probably like to see him there.
Yeah. I'm going to put Villeneuve.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of fans would probably want Jackie Stewart in there.
Yeah. Do you want him in? It's our grid. It doesn't matter what other people want. It's our grid.
That is true. I should care less about what you think and think more about what I think.
Frentzen?
Who?
Frentzen.
Who's Frentzen?
Frentzen.
Frentzen?
Yeah.
Who the shit is that?
You don't know. You don't...
Have you just plucked that name out of thin air?
No.
Frentzen.
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 He drove for Jordan.
Christ.
Don't remember him.
I mean, he retired in 2003. I was probably like 6 or 7. It does get tough, like going more into it, because obviously I'm trying to think back. You know, does someone like do you stick a Charles Leclerc in there?
I feel like
this grid isn't, you know, Charles Leclerc would be like the best looking guy on the grid.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, stick him in. I want a good looking bastard on there.
You want Charles Leclerc?
I want Charles Leclerc, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. I'm going to go Nigel Mansell.
Nigel Mansell, yeah, that's a good one.
So what are we up to? 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 16, 18. Two more drivers.
Do you reckon we're missing anyone? Like right now, at this point, if you're watching on YouTube, comment down below whose name you are screaming out that we have missed.
I can't... You got people like Fisichella?
Yeah, I did. You know what, Fisichella crossed my mind, but I just thought... I mean, he's like Barrichello, just like less sort of intense, in the sense where to me, like, Fisichella will always just be Fernando Alonso's number two.
Yeah. Do you think people are going to get annoyed we haven't added Fangio?
I'll put Fangio in if you want.
All right, you can pick the final one.
The final one. Am I missing anyone?
Well, who have we got? Let me just... Because I've added Leclerc in. So, you know, you've got the current grid, but then you've obviously got David Coulthard, Rubens Barrichello.
Yeah, I did think of Coulthard and I just saw...
Ralf Schumacher.
Ralf Schumacher's not going in.
Kobayashi.
Ralf Schumacher was pants, by the way. He was. Well...
Kovalainen,
Jarno Trulli.
Yeah. Ah, you know who we should add in? The GOAT of all time.
The GOAT of all time. The greatest of all time of all time.
The greatest of all time.
How good was this person?
Why is he stopped in my... Oh, yeah. Who's the one who let Hamilton past?
Oh, Glock.
Glock.
Is that Glock?
Yeah, there's, you know, we've got loads of people.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been a huge amount of F1 drivers in our time. Who's taken this last slot, though? You know, it's a treasured final slot.
Yeah.
And I think... I don't know who I'm giving it to. You know, does Felipe Massa deserve to be in there?
Shout, yeah. Could do.
Nico Rosberg.
Oh, K-Mag.
No, K-Mag is not getting
Rosberg
in.
Isn't a bad shout.
Rosberg's a good shout. You know what? I'm going to give it Nico Rosberg till the end of the season.
Okay, Nico Rosberg. So, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm just checking that I've actually got 20.
Next week you can join us when we learn how to read.
There we go. Right, so our top grid, okay? So you and I sitting down on a Sunday afternoon. This is our grid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton, Schumacher, Verstappen, Senna, Vettel, Prost, Alonso, Hakkinen, Hunt, Raikkonen, Maldonado. How the hell has he got in there?
You need someone to cause... Look, I know all of these drivers are like going to be fighting it out, but you need someone who just... will just fuck shit up. Okay. For the sake of fucking shit up.
Damon Hill, Lauda, Irvine, Montoya, Villeneuve, Leclerc, Mansell, Fangio, Nico Rosberg. I'm not being funny. That is a hell of a grid.
Who wins the title?
That is, I don't know. It's hard to know, isn't it?
Isn't that mad, right? It's crazy. I know we talk about like greatest of all times and whatever. The gap between all these drivers, like imagine Prime, they're all in now. I reckon would be so. There's such fine margins, you know. Yeah, Lewis and Michael have won the greatest amount of championships. I don't think they'd be cruising every race in this grid. No chance. No. If we all had equal cars, there's no chance it would be an absolute battlefield. It would be quality.
Do let us know who would win out of those 20, because it wouldn't be Eddie Irvine. It wouldn't be Pastor Maldonado. But I mean, Senna, Fangio, Schumacher, Lewis.
I mean, for me, Fangio is a bit of an outlier in this because the cars he used to drive were basically like one up from like a horse and carriage. They were that old.
Still, legend of the sport.
No, I'm not taking it. They were definitely like 1,000 times harder to drive, but than the cars today. But it is like completely. It's completely different, isn't it? But I'm going to obviously assume he's in the modern era. I think it'd be class. It's a shame it'll never happen.
No, isn't that sad though? Those things would never happen. Right. I have to apologise to you guys because obviously last week on Instagram, on Instagram saying, send in your questions. Well, the issue is I forgot to do that in that segment. So I've got the questions this week. So... let's quickly go through some of those. So Tom Shea, I believe Shea, one. Is there a conversation regarding who's the GOAT between Hamilton and Schumacher? Well, there is a conversation. But who's the GOAT? Schumacher or Lewis Hamilton? I think that's hard to say.
Yeah, it is really difficult. I think it's all going to come down to greatest of all time is an opinion. Anyway, objectively and looking at the stats, Lewis, right? And that's, I'm not saying that as my opinion or anything. Like, if you look at all the records, Lewis Hamilton is statistically the greatest driver of all time. But as I just said in the segment that we were doing, it's so difficult to gauge and. From the opinion point of view as well, it also comes down to how a driver makes you feel watching them. Like, for me, Lewis Hamilton is the greatest of all time. But if I sat with someone and they said, well, for me, Michael Schumacher is the greatest of all time, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough. If someone sat down and said, nah, Alan Prost, greatest of all, I've never watched anyone. Yeah, that makes sense. Someone said it about Senna or people could even say it about, at this point, Max Verstappen. I completely get that, right? It doesn't mean I have to agree with it. But like I say, when we look at it statistically, Lewis Hamilton is the greatest driver of all time because he holds all the records, right? The second best, I'm guessing you would have to say Michael Schumacher. But I love it that it's an opinion and you don't have to agree. But that's why I love... if you are a fan of Lewis and you think he's the greatest of all time, you do have the backing of the stats to be like... nice, you've got your opinion. But statistically, he is the best.
Do you think... Do let us know. Who do you think is the best, Michael Schumacher or Lewis Hamilton? Touching on that, say Lewis Hamilton goes to Ferrari this year, wins a title, okay. Do you think that whole discussion, who is the greatest of all time between Michael and I know he, winning an eighth title would make you the greatest, but obviously Michael came out of retirement. I'm saying it like we're friends. You know, Schumacher came out of retirement, went to Mercedes. It didn't work out. He had quite a troubled time there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Car wasn't great. It was tough.
Car wasn't great, but Nico Rosberg also did look like the better driver out of the two.
So obviously with Lewis, obviously, you know, his age, he's continuing. I know he's going to a Ferrari, which is, in my opinion, a better car than what that Mercedes was back then.
Yep.
So if he does win that, there surely is no discussion, is there, that Lewis Hamilton will, you can't argue who is the greatest. And
yeah, it makes it really hard to debate against it. But like I say, greatest driver of all time, that would be factually, it would make him the greatest driver of all time, right? But like I said, there is a lot more to what makes a driver the greatest of all time to an individual. People might not get lit up by the way Lewis drives. That's fine. But someone might watch Max Verstappen and think, God, the way he drives makes me feel a certain way. And I think he's just the best I've ever watched. And that's fine. But
well, people will say that about, you know, Senna.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to him didn't happen, God knows what he would have gone on to achieve. Because
Senna could have been an 8, 9, 10 time world champion. Like, you don't know. No. So, like, Senna's always hard to bring into the argument because, obviously, he died so young and he'd never, you know, he might not have even hit his ceiling. He might have had levels to climb up to reach the maximum potential that he had, which is obviously a real shame. But this is what I say, where, like, you've got the stats, which say one thing, right? You can't argue with the stats. Statistically, Lewis Hamilton is the best driver. If he wins an eighth world championship, Michael Schumacher leaves that debate and there is no longer a debate.
Mm.
But from a personal level, you know, people will say, no one's ever going to match Senna. You can't be like, well, that's bullshit because Lewis has 103 wins. And well, yeah, but it's not comparable, is it?
No.
You know, and stats are one thing, emotion is another. And that doesn't mean you're wrong.
And this is what it comes down to. And we see this a lot on social media. It's like whenever we give our opinions, whenever we post clips, we get a lot of, you know, messages going, you're wrong. What's stupid? Why, you know, why are you saying that? But actually, this is our opinions. Like, you may think that, I don't know, Mika Hakkinen was the best ever driver. But that's your opinion, and it's fine. That's not an issue. If that's what you feel, that's what you feel. And I suppose it is what it makes you feel as a driver. We're Lewis fans, granted, but we also appreciate, you know, people like Max Verstappen, Michael Schumacher's, the Senna's, you know, even people like, even someone like Damon Hill, for example, when he went head-to-head with Michael Schumacher, you know, one of the greatest, he still won a championship again. You know, so there's all these drivers who you could go, no, they're the best. But again, it's your preference and it's your personal opinion.
And, like, don't get me wrong, like, everyone's got opinions. Like, some will be, like, if someone came to the table and said, oh, well, I think Lance Stroll's the best driver ever, I'd be like, just get the fuck out of the conversation. Like, that's not even...
I think Lance Stroll is the best driver.
But, like, that's not a debate to be had, is it? My point is, like, when you come to the table with someone who could be debated, then, you know, for example, I think if Max does another 10 years in the sport, then there's going to be, and I'm sure he'll win more titles in that time. In 10 years' time, we could be looking back saying, well, Max Verstappen is the greatest driver of all time. Mm. Like, we can't, he's won, maybe now he's won 9 titles. He's got the most race wins. He's blah, blah. I'm not going to sit there and debate the facts and the stats. If the stats are there, how can I argue against him? He would factually be the greatest driver of all time if he beats all of Lewis's records, gets 7 or 8 world championships. Can't argue with that. But for me, Lewis is always going to be the greatest driver, because the emotional side of things. So you can sit at home and get upset about that. That's fine, but I'm not going to get upset about your opinion on who's your favourite driver or who you think the greatest driver is.
I know we're talking about, obviously, drivers who have won championships and all of this stuff. And who is your favourite driver who has not won a world championship?
Favourite or greatest?
Well, whichever, greatest or favourite, whichever one that you've enjoyed watching, who actually hasn't gone on to win a world championship?
Well, Montoya.
You like Montoya?
I used to love Montoya. That's why I used to like Williams.
Yeah. No, Montoya, I always liked Montoya. Yeah.
So, yeah. I would say Montoya. I'm trying to think, like, maybe a more recent driver, Charles Leclerc. But I think, like, flipping back to, like, I guess what I said, there's also a lot of great drivers who haven't gone on to win championships, and that, a lot of it is circumstantial. You do need, like, luck in life, no matter what you do, you know, and that applies in all sports other than individual sports, like team sports. You know, some of the greatest players in world football look at Harry Kane, right, for example. I'm sorry, I know this is football, not F1, but, like, just the analogy. Harry Kane is one of the greatest strikers of all time to play football. He's never, ever won a trophy.
No.
So, like, if he ends his career with no trophies, are we going to look back and be like, oh, Harry Kane, he never won anything? Like, you're going to look back and be like, God, he was deadly. He was so good. Yeah, you would want him in your team. And I think there are probably some of those drivers that you can look back over the years and think, I just didn't work out for them. They just didn't get that car, but the potential they had, and they were so good.
Yeah.
It's just they never had the two marry up where they got the car that they needed.
Do let us know at home, like, what driver, obviously, who hasn't won a championship, did you enjoy watching? Do let us know from that. Mojo1410 said, if Ferrari have a title winning car, do they prioritise Charles or Lewis?
I think you give them an equal runway. I don't think either of them deserve preferential treatment. And I think if it gets to a point, like we saw with McLaren this year, I would hope that they'd be more decisive and they would take that action sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Because I think you saw the consequences of McLaren's indecision this season. So, look, if Charles is coming into the season and he's beaten Lewis, you know, fairly comfortably. I think if it's close, you don't prioritise either. You know, if there's like 0 to 50 points in it, you don't prioritise either. You let them battle it out. If, like, Charles is like 100 plus points ahead or Lewis is 100 points ahead, yeah, prioritise them.
Yeah, no, I agree. So Tom has asked, should we accept that Lewis will never become an 8-time world champion? So I'm going to answer this one because, for me, this year is key for Lewis Hamilton. We've discussed on the podcast many times about, you know, Lewis going to Ferrari. It is his final chance to win an 8th championship. For me, if he does not win it this year, I don't think he would ever win an eighth title.
Why? What's wrong with 26?
I don't know.
Ferrari might come in and build a banging car.
Yeah, maybe. But then you're hearing about potentially Mercedes are in. We don't know. It's so unpredictable. And from history, from what we've seen, Ferrari take a while to get up and running with new regulations.
22.
Yeah, yes. Okay. I could argue that. But
I think never say never. I think we all know he should have his 8th world championship, which makes it even more frustrating.
Move on.
But I think if he loses to Charles this season, I will probably then start thinking, yeah, this is probably not going to happen. But if it's very close with him and Charles, or he beats him, I will be like, there's a chance. Let's see what the new regs are saying.
Do let us know. will Lewis Hamilton win an eighth world championship?
You really struggle with that, don't you?
Really struggle. Yeah, I really struggle. Hillary's asked, and we can touch on this later on because when we do our preview, but who wins the first race of the season in Australia?
That's a tough one, you know.
For me, I'm going to struggle to answer that until we've seen testing.
Well, yeah, obviously, but that's a fucking cop-out.
Yeah, no, but what... But no,
that's
but
saying all that. But I'm going to have to see before I judge that one.
I'll let you know at the end of the race. Right? No, but... Okay, yes, okay, a bit of a cop-out. But if we're going by from what we've seen, then you would go someone like Lando Norris, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would probably say Lando. That's where my money would be.
Hmm.
I know for sure it's unpredictable as hell.
Yeah.
But Lando, I think, is the
safer option.
Yeah.
Finally, obviously, last week I asked who we look at the teammates. We go through the teams and who will beat who. Will Liam Lawson beat Max Verstappen this season?
No. Max will win. Max is not going to... It's not going to be as... the points gap is not going to be as drastic as it was last season, but Max Verstappen is the best driver on the grid at this point in time, so there's not a chance in hell that Liam Lawson finishes ahead of him.
I have to also check in on you because obviously news came out last week about the change of team principal at Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know this is quite a big thing for you because you...
I can no longer make the joke about his name sounding like my crap. Which, you know... We move. It's fine. I think it was the right thing. The team have not evolved in the way that they should have once they cracked. Let's not forget, 2023, they cracked the regulations, right? Yeah. They had it on lock. And development just went absolutely south. They've spent a lot of money on Adrian Newey. They are spending a lot of money investing in infrastructure. They have recruited a lot of very highly regarded engineers. You need someone leading that team in the right direction. And for a period of time, it looked like he was doing that.
Mm.
But it quickly turned. And ultimately, it starts at the top. And that's who normally pays the price.
Yeah, no, I agree. Final question for you. Okay, and I want you guys to get involved at home. You're an F1 driver, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you rather go up against... Max Verstappen or Lewis Hamilton?
I could get cooked for this. I'll probably say Lewis, purely because I've got a family, and Max might kill me. I think. Also, are we saying at this point in time, today, I'd rather race against Lewis because Max is the quickest driver on the grid.
And it's qualifying, he'll be further back. So hopefully if you qualify further up, you're away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you go back to like 2020, 21, 2019, or, you know, that period. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be tough.
So get off the fence. Which one are you picking? Max or Lewis?
I'd rather race against Lewis because I know that there's a less chance I'm going to have to make an insurance claim. You know, I've got like 8 years no claims bonus. I want to keep that. So that's where we're at.
Well, you think they take out their own insurance? They get 8 years no claims if you've got no...
I just don't want to run the risk. Okay. What if they've watched it on TV?
A lot of people agreed with me last week.
What?
So I asked you a question. Will Oscar Piastri beat Lando Norris this year? Jeffro said Oscar is more consistent. Maureen said it's Oscar's year.
Sorry. In what world has Oscar been more consistent?
Oscar is getting better and better, but Lando is also still very young and still improving. That's semi-agreeing with me. I think it will be closer, but I still think Lando will edge it. I think Oscar will beat Lando this year. Legend. This guy didn't even give a reason as to why he thinks Piastri will be better. I just do. He's talking about me.
Yeah, because But this is what I mean. The other people are saying, like, I agree, this is Oscar's year. What like, evidence do you have to back that?
Well, interestingly, someone's gone, Oscar won't be able to win till new regs. This McLaren traditionally has bigger understeer. It's not Lando's preference, but he's developed his style to cope with it over many years. That's an interesting one.
This McLaren, what does he mean?
This current McLaren.
Well, yeah, but Lando also drove the old McLaren.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Somebody said, I agree. Oscar is still developing as he enters his third season and will show more consistency. My gut tells me we'll see an even quicker and world championship focus Lando in 2025. That makes no sense. But anyway, a lot of people agreed with me, so thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I just don't think there's any evidence to back that. That's right. That's like saying, oh, I think Liam Lawson's going to beat Max Verstappen next season because he would have had a year in the sport and he's constantly getting better. Max has hit a ceiling now. Like, Lando's going to continue to improve.
Yeah.
There's been nothing to suggest that Oscar Piastri is going to finish ahead.
Look, guys, he hates it when somebody agrees with me, but thank you very much for agreeing with me. Right, that
no,
is...
No, I just mean they haven't got a point either. Like,
whoa, don't be so nasty to them.
No, but they don't. If they've just commented saying, I agree.
There's no need for that. Right, that is the end of the podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Do let us know what your thoughts are on all the stuff we've discussed today. Also, do let us know what your top 20 grid would look like, because I'm actually quite interested to hear what yours would look like. We'll be back next week talking to all F1 news. But have a great week, and we shall see you later. Bye-bye.